Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Respected listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we welcome you to this program. The day today is the 3rd of Dhul Hijjah 1445, corresponding to the Gregorian calendar, the 10th of June 2024. Today our topic is on Palestine, and we welcome Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Saab Damat Barakatuhu. Mufti Saab, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaykum as-salam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa zaid khan. Jazakallahu khairan.
Mufti Saab, what's the latest in Palestine? We see Hamas has accused the rogue regime of committing a complex war crime, and apparently with a bloody attack on the Nusayrat refugee camp, which freed four captives. Mufti Saab, give us more information.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader Nabi Muhammad Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Before we come to the Palestinian conflict, let me just make three announcements. Number one is that Hajj will start officially on Friday, although we know it is Munsami and phantom sighting, but that is the reality. So the people from Makkah, Azizia will be proceeding to Mina, and Arafat will be there on Saturday. And obviously, yeah, by us, it will be Sunday. And by us, Monday will be Eid al-Adha, insha'Allah. So that's one. Two is this, that our brother Dawood Monley, he is in Tonga today. So all of you there in Tonga, pass the message around. And I sent out all the numbers and contact details on the groups, on Twitter, on X, and on Telegram also, Dawood Monley. So you can contact him directly. And the other one is that our brother Fahmi Mal, he is from Octonville and he charges, and he said, he told me yesterday, Wednesday this week, he'll be going towards Balfour. So anybody in Heidelberg, Balfour, once they are, you know, receivers, decoders to be tuned up and so forth, he'll charge 100 rand per decoder. So that is Fahmi Mal of Benoni. So his number is also there. So you can contact him, inshallah. Okay, and my trip, inshallah, Thursday will be there to Tonga. It will be there, inshallah, all programs after Isha. Isha is at 7 o'clock. And then Friday, inshallah, in Maritzburg Mountain Rise, 12:10 is Azan and 12:15 is a lecture. And then at night in Camperdown after Isha. Saturday night in Avondale after Isha. Sunday night, Umslanga Rocks, inshallah. So that will be after Isha. And then at 6:45, quarter to 7, day People's Park for the Eidgah, inshallah. Allah make easy. So inshallah al-Aziz, we will start about quarter to 7. And that will be at the Moses Mabida Stadium, the area they call the People's Park, inshallah. Okay, this is, I've opened the Haaretz newspaper to tell us what's happening there, what the Israeli Jutlas have to say. Day 248, despite rescue mission, defense official says, deal is best way to free hostages. So why they will say that? Because the world has seen who the super terrorists, murderers, baby killers are. And these are the, they're just entrenching, the committing genocide and ethnic cleansing, war crimes and crimes against humanity. The whole world can see that, beside the American donkeys and the Arab regimes and so forth who are in favor of Israel. Protest conveys of hostages and missing families for forum travel across Israel. See? So now they are going across Israel and telling them that this is not the way. You released and took out four, but you killed three. So what is that? 75% you kill and 25% you save, if you look at the ratio. So remember, there's no point in that. 15-year-old Palestinian killed by IDF fire in northern West Bank refugee camp. That is what is in Haaretz. IDF say it killed Hezbollah unit firing anti-craft missiles at fighter jets struck military targets in southern Lebanon. Live updates, Palestinians teen killed in exchange of fire with Israeli forces in West Bank. Biden to lose support from U.S. Jews in November election survey shows. But he's not worried about that. He's worried about how much money he can make out of that. They all are political prostitutes, that's what you can say. Only a heartless person would want Israel war in Gaza to go on. See that? The person who wrote this opinion is named Barak Heyman. Only a heartless person would want Israel's war in Gaza to go on. Next one, if this isn't just a genocide, then what is? Mahdi Hassan on Israel's war in Gaza, why Biden needs to end it now? So 100% we echo the sentiments and so forth. And thereafter, remember that one of the ladies that she was, you understood, speaking about something against, you understood, the people who were released. So targeting Radiohead is a male or female, whoever, what the boycotters won't silence me. So they removed her and so forth. Okay. Then they got Netanyahu and Israel general secretly want to end the Gaza war, but they want to end it at their pace. And just now I heard before coming down that Blinken is going now for the 8th time to the Middle East in the past 8 months. His first stop will be there, you must remember, Egypt. Let me tell you about Blinken. Yesterday they had, they say everything is ready. Only problem is Hamas. Hamas must accept, you understand, the ceasefire, then 100%. But you haramis, American, 3-time United Nations, everybody agreed the ceasefire, but you vetoed it. So who is the real harami? Now when things are going pear-shaped and against you, you want to blame Hamas. So remember, all of you are guilty and complicit of war crimes and genocide. You know Benny Gantz and one of the commanders in IDF resigned. 4 people resigned. I sent it out yesterday, also last night or this morning. So with Gantz gone, Netanyahu is left with no one to blame. So they have enough problems of their own and so forth. Now look at Biden now. They think we're all idiots. They're speaking to the animals in Crooked Park. Gaza death toll changing Biden's tone on Israel's hostage rescue operation. So remember, they murdered and killed plus minus 300 people, injured 700,000-800,000 people plus minus, and so forth. So therefore, that is what's happening. Now with Gantz gone, so Netanyahu mulls dissolving war cabinet, Ben Gvir demanding a seat at the table. He wants to become part of that war, you understand, war cabinet and so forth. So you can see that that is what's happening. I failed, IDF Gaza division commander announces resignation. So all this will continue, and we must remember this. U.S. provided intelligence for hostage rescue, but scale of its role is unclear. So now when you are siding with Israel all the time, and then you expect Hamas to rely on you, have confidence, it can't happen. So the only solution we say will be jihad, and that is the only way, whatever price we have to pay. Now look at Egypt and Qatar and all of them. They want to now make sure that Hamas must be expelled from Qatar. So see here what they got. I'm still reading from Haaretz newspaper. Expelling Hamas leaders from Qatar, one make Sinwar, that is Yahya Sinwar, agree to a Gaza ceasefire. So they're trying everything, you must remember that if you read Palestinian Authority, you understand, PA, during Yasser Arafat's time and all that. So they were expelled from the Arab capitals how many times? From this country to this country to this country. So what will happen? These idiots, I have to call them idiots and donkeys in the Sunni world. Your Saudi Arabia, your Emirates, and the Egyptian and Jordanians and Bahrain and Morocco. They say, get rid of them, don't keep them. So what are you doing? So you're chasing them more and more in the hands of the Shias. I mean, you don't have to be a rocket scientist. We're not some politician. But when I told Cyril last year already, use your brains, you must remember. Give MK, you understand, Zuma and them, give Zuma, you must remember, presidential pardon. You could have done that. He didn't do it, and now they finish, you see. They don't know which way to turn and so forth. Just to digress for a minute, so today on the news I heard just now while having breakfast that MK is going to court to stop, you must remember, the parliament proceeding and so forth after the president and speaker and all that are selected, elected, whatever you want to call it. And remember that it seems that now one court case, one court, that is what will happen in this coalition. So the simple thing you could have done was that, you must remember. So yeah, also, now you must remember that you say you will take Hamas out. So fine, where they'll go? So he can't go to Palestine because, remember, they martyred and murdered. So Sheikh Ahmed Yassin, then Dr. Abdulaziz Rantisi. So they'll kill him as they killed his children and so forth. So he'll go out in exile to another country, Iran or some Lebanon or some country will take him. Then you Sunnis will cry. So remember, that's why I say the Sunni rulers and leaders, your Saudi Arabia, your Emirates, your Bahrain, your Morocco, Jordan, Egypt, all these leaders, murtad, ghaddar, and worse than kuffars they are. Because non-Muslim, you can live with them. With murtad, you can't live. Therefore, Islam says, hadith in Bukhari Sharif, man baddala deenahu faqtulu. But the ummah is too foolish and too naive to understand these things. I mean, let us be honest about it. Our people just talk more nonsense. They don't even know what's going on. You must remember that. So they say, yeah, he's kicked out. But what is the underlying factor? The underlying factor is your states are not states. It is satellite states. It is just your provinces of America. You're not Khadim al-Haramain Sharifain. You are Khain al-Haramain Sharifain. You are Khadim America and Khadim Israel. So that is what it's showing. You must remember that. You all can't take independent decisions and so forth. You have to worry what America will say, what this one will say. And therefore, we like Putin. Putin is a big harami. We need haramis now in front to take them on. Anybody causes harm to America, to Israel, to Britain, and all these European countries who are supporting Israel, we support them, whether it's Shia, whether it's atheist, whether it's whoever. So remember that we're not speaking about Islam here. We're speaking about who is helping the Palestinians and so forth get their liberation. That is the issue we are speaking about. Thousands of pro-Palestinian protesters march in D.C. D.C. means Washington, D.C. against Biden's Israel's policy and so forth. So like that, lot of things still will happen. You must remember this. Israel's other front. Now I'm reading from the Haaretz editorial. Israel's other front, the war over freedom of expression. See, they're detaining people who want to speak against them. Only a heartless person would want Israel's war in Gaza to go on. I told you that Barak Heyman. A few ultra-nationalist hooligans ruins once meaningful Jerusalem parade. You see that? So those ultra-nationalists are your Ben-Gvir, and you must remember Smotrich and all these settlers. So they are hooligans, remember. So what they want to do, that now from 67 till now, they want to march to Jerusalem, commemorate their great victory, and so forth and so on. But they enter Aqsa Temple Mount, as they call it, and so forth. So now that is what they mean, they're ruining it and so. But remember, how can Aqsa and Jerusalem be theirs eternally and undivided? So therefore, Hamas says, Imma al-Zafar wa Imma shahada. Either we victorious or either remember we give martyrdom. And that is what Quran says, that ihdal husnayain, one of two things, and both are, we are winners in both cases there. So Bisharat or there Basharat says, I tried but I couldn't feel happy about Israel's deadly hostage rescue. How can you feel happy? You must remember that when you kill and murder 300 people plus minus, and you injure 800,000 people and so forth. So that is what happens. IDF refuses military funeral for reservists who committed suicide after fighting in Gaza. How is that? Yesterday I sent that out. They said minimum 10 of them have committed suicide. So when the Jutla say minimum 10, you must put it at 50. You understood? So yeah, now this is written in the Haaretz. IDF refuses military funeral for reservists who committed suicide after fighting in Gaza. So that is, you must remember, how they play it and so forth. But whatever they try, always they will get humiliated and disgraced, and they'll be punished for always, as Almighty Allah has said. So that is the long and short of it that we must remember. We as Muslims, you see another thing. Yesterday I saw, you must remember, some article, I don't know who wrote it, Hamas is committing kufr. Now listen to this. That's the heading. I don't know if you saw it. So one person wrote, who wrote it, I don't know. But a person like that has very little understanding of fiqh and so forth. So he wrote there that Hamas is guilty of committing kufr. Not understood. So number one, he gave three, four reasons. I'll just discuss three or so. He says that they are promoting democracy and so forth and so on. Are they promoting democracy, or is democracy everywhere in the world? There's a big difference between the two. You go, Mozahid, and you put your money in the bank, which you do, I do. So does it mean we are promoting capitalism?
No.
So if you say that Hamas is, you understand, promoting democracy, because you must remember the negotiating, the wonders they were, and the guilty of kufr, then you who put money in these capitalistic banks, so what are you doing? Are you not promoting kufr? I mean, it's a foolish statement, you must remember. If you ask me, that is, you understand. So sometimes, you know, our people make some real, they make themselves idiots, you know, and this type of thing. So that's one. Second one, he said that they got Shias on board. So why are they taking help, you understand, from Ansarullah, Hezbollah, and they've become very compromising. So if you, the Sunni world, don't want to help them, so it is a matter of survival, so what must they do? I'm asking you. Did not Nabi alayhi salam said, Inna Allah la yu'ayyidu hadha deen bi rajul al-fajir? That verily Allah ta'ala will help this deen through non-Muslims also. So you must remember. Is your Saudi Arabia helping them? Is your Emirates helping them? Is your Bahrain, Jordan helping them? Is your Morocco and your Egypt helping them? So all of them are helping Israel. None of them, they'll give some 1 million, 2 million, that is for their own public consumption, just to show their own people. We, the people, are fools, masses are asses. So we'll see how much we're helping and us and this type of things there. But who's doing the real helping, giving their financial support, military support, and doing all? It's only these people here. So it's a shame on the Sunni world. We are Sunnis, but we don't have arms, we don't have ammunition, we don't have this. We got media, we're using it to the best of our ability. And we are small chewing gums, you must remember, in this whole wide world. So remember, we can never compare with all these mega medias and all of them. So now you say they mustn't take assistance from them. So, but if you don't want to help, what must they do? You are drowning, and somebody comes to help you, you say, no, you're a Shia, I don't want your help. So, you're an idiot or what? You must remember this type of things. Yeah? So, see, that is why, if you study Quran, لِيَتَفَقَّهُ فِي الدِّينِ لِيَتَفَقَّهُ فِي الدِّينِ don't mean you just scratch the surface, you must remember. That's a big mistake. You know, in translation, our people make big, big blunders. فَتَّبِعُونِي that imitate me, emulate me, follow me. That translation is not right. Ittiba means to follow, emulate, imitate me immaculately. So that is what is the meaning of ittiba. Bashira wa nazira. That is you brought glad tidings and you are a warner and a person bringing good news, glad tidings. Nazir, warner. That's not the complete translation. You have to say warner with love. At-takhweef ma'al mahabba. And you see, so now, yeah, لِيَتَفَقَّهُ فِي الدِّينِ that those people who understand deen. No. Those people who understand profoundly what is deen. That is لِيَتَفَقَّهُ فِي الدِّينِ. Therefore, the word تَفَقُّه, a bab tafa'ul, and bab tafa'ul's one khususiyat and one unique feature characteristic is taklif and takalluf in all. You will never ever obtain that unless you make great, great sacrifices. Today, people want to sit on their laurels, think of Hadi, and study Islam via the internet, and they think they will become big, big Sheikhul Islam, and Sheikhul Hadith, and big, big Muftis, and Ulama. And just wasting your time, if you ask me. You understand? You can never study Islam without a teacher. Innamal ilmu batta bita'allum. Sahaba, their mother tongue was Arabic. Majority of them. And yet Quran says, Surah 62, verse 2, Surah Jumu'ah, Yatlu alayhim ayati. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to recite the Quran so that they read correctly. Imagine. Wa yuzakihim, purify them externally and internally. Wa yu'allimuhumul kitab wal hikmah. Teach them the meaning of Quran and Sunnah. So that is what we don't understand. Then next point they got, they said that, okay, that you all keep that part of Israel, we'll keep this part of there was a member of Palestine and so forth. So now they're compromising and so forth. The Jutlas want to take everything over. What take everything over? They're already threatening other countries. May minal furati ila nil and so forth. So you see, in situations like this, instead of us helping Hamas, we'll go make some crazy statements like this. So, I mean, I can't understand these things, you know. But anyway, so they will say it's freedom of speech, so it's fine. But I saw it yesterday myself. Somebody sent it to me. I don't know who's who, you know, and this stuff. But it's not something me personally, we will agree with you. I'll reject it totally. Most of it I'll reject.
Mufti Saab, there's a question. What's happening with our Palestinians? Are they going for Hajj?
So remember that Saudi Arabia, you must remember, if you understand the Saudi mentality from 1932 till now, so you must remember that what is their aim in life? Their aim in life is this, that, you know, 32 now and we are 2024. How many years is that now? So 92 years or whatever it is. How many years it is? So 94 years, what's it? 92 years. So 1932 to 2024, so you must remember they're coming close to a century and these type of things here. So from their foundation, that is, you must remember that they just want
92 years.
So you must remember that is a Gregorian. So they will tell you that it's almost 100 years and all that. So they got their Miyasana Minatasis and all that. So with Allah's help, they invited me many a time, you understood, for conferences and that. I know how they operate. You must remember that if you just make tanqeed, if you just, understand, criticize them, they consider you an enemy. You must remember that. And that's the thing they hate the most. You must remember this thing. So it's good public, you understand. You know, you call this PR. You understand? Public relationship for the world. So every year they allow 1,000 people from Gaza or West Bank and so forth. That or from here, there a little bit, come and perform Hajj and so forth. So they will allow 1,000 to come and so forth. For them it's a PR exercise. You understand? Got nothing to do with now this. You see now 2 million people. But if I tell you more than 1 million are tourists, it'll be truth. I'm asking you one easy question. You analyze it. Now they got that, whatever you want to call it, that golf carts or whatever you want to call it, going round and round for tawaf. How many people who are able and capable of using that, of walking, will still use that? According to majority scholars, your tawaf is not valid, your sa'i is not valid, your umrah is not valid. If you perform tawaf, ziyarat, like that, your hajj is not valid, it's not complete. See to where. So the whole aim is, you see, that what the Saudis are doing is this. They want to appease America, Israel, and all these guys so they can get Expo 2030, they can get World Cup 2034. But they want to be a little bit cautious. They mustn't get too much stick and too much criticism from the Muslim Ummah. That's how they operate. But now it's open, the kufr. And this morning's program, I said, as far as I'm concerned, you must remember, MBS is 100% murtad. And any person tries and defends him and agrees with him, in my fatwa, verdict is 100% murtad out of the fall of Islam. And Saudi Arabia today is no more Darul Islam, it's Darul Kufr. You must remember that. So you, anybody wants to speak about Islam, practice Islam, you just arrest him. So what is that? You're worse than a non-Muslim country. So you must remember. I said all this morning. And this whole Hajj, Umrah, you must be an idiot if you think that they doing it for Islam and that is a big money spinner for them. So Ramadan now, 1445 Ramadan. I read myself in the Arab news, more than 30 million people came for Umrah. So imagine average 1 million people a day. How much money are they making? 2 million people now. Some came for 2 weeks. Some people came 3 weeks, 4 weeks, 5 weeks, 6 weeks. And then they got taxes. They got this. They got this. So it's becoming a money spinner for them. So you must remember that. That is why he said he wants 4 million, 5 million hajis. Because they're not interested in ibadah. See, I give you an easy example. And I wrote this to them, to Ra'isul Haramain Sharifin, before Sudais came. I wrote to them that, you know, that you'll say you're making khidmat for the hajis. If you go to Muzdalifah, now Muzdalifah, you come there at night time. فَإِذَا أَفَدْتُمْ مِنْ أَرَفَاتٍ فَذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ إِنَّ الْمَشْرِ الْحَرَامِ. You leave after sunset from Arafat to go Muzdalifah. Once a year it happens. And now you must make mabid there, you spend the night there, you made wukuf there, you read fajr there, and then you, so maghrib, isha, you combine, you spend the night, you read fajr. You must go see night time how many boards you can see of Muzdalifah. When they put that boards 30, 40 years ago, till now the same boards are there. They faded, you can't see it, half the people are making mabid wukuf in the wrong place. But you call yourself Khadimul Haramain Sharifain. For Arafat, they have done very well. But that's daytime. Everybody can see it. So if really you are making khidmat of the Haramain Sharifain and the Hujjaj, then you should have put million boards, new boards everywhere. Understand? That will show the Hajis in different languages. If you are 100% making khidmat, all those urinals you have put, imagine in Ihram, you must pick up your Ihram stand and urinate. And don't come tell me it's not there. I saw it every year when we used to go the past 10 years and then from 2011 to 29 to 2019. So everywhere, Mina, they got Arafat, they got Muzdalifah, they got urinals. You call it Islam. Your aim is takhribe Islam, to destroy Islam from within. Not ta'amire Islam or that to enhance Islam, no. You must be a fool not to understand these things. Yeah. So that is the problem. The Ummah today, also, they more interested in which hotel and which mall and which bazaar and all this type of. So Allah have mercy. Allah will protect the Haramain Sharifain. We end off today's one with the dua. Allahumma ahalik ala Saud, kama ahalakta ada wa Thamud. Allah Jalla wala decimate them, destroy them, if this is the path they want to take. Allah Ta'ala protect us all.
We say Jazakumullah khairan to Mufti Saab. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.